From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The World Cup begins tomorrow in Brazil and will continue for an entire month. And South Florida got an early sip from the cup as England, Ecuador, Honduras, Ghana, and South Korea all played warm-up matches at Sun Life Stadium. June and July are traditionally slow travel times for South Florida, but some hotels claim they're already seeing an uptick in visitors thanks to the World Cup. Stephen Sloan is from Birmingham and came with a group of friends to South Florida for both England matches.
Beautiful place, beautiful people. Americans are very friendly. But it's a bit expensive, but we get by. We've had some $20 points, which is not good for English people.
Sloan is continuing on to Brazil and says he'll have to take a total of 46 days off work if England makes the World Cup finals. Miami International Airport expects a 30% increase in travel to Brazil over the next month. The airport offers flights to 10 of the 12 Brazilian cities hosting World Cup matches. Meanwhile, Miami City Commissioners will take an important vote this week on the future of Skyrise Miami. That's the 1,000-foot observation tower that developers want to build on the Biscayne Bay waterfront. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has details.
The actual vote will be on extending Bayside Marketplace's lease so it won't run out during the life of Skyrise Miami. That's the $400 million 1,000-foot observation tower and tourist attraction that will occupy about 2 acres of the waterfront shopping center. Developer Jeff Berkowitz says it will put a stamp on Miami just as the Eiffel Tower has branded Paris and jumpstart the local economy at the same time.
Nobody would be justified in suggesting that this is anything other than a great deal for the taxpayer.
City voters will make the ultimate decision on Skyrise Miami, but right now it already has the approval of City Commissioner Mark Sarnoff, mostly because of how it will remake Bayside, which was built in the 1980s, Sarnoff says, with 1970s ideas.
My concern is Bayside. My concern is, and always has been, that Bayside needs a substantial upgrade.
Sarnoff says the Bayside Skyrise complex will bring a substantial turnaround to Miami, just as Berkowitz promises.
These towers are a proven concept. They're all over the world. They attract a lot of people. Eiffel Tower's had over 250 million visitors since it opened.
Skyrise would get about 3.2 million annual visitors, he says. Bayside already attracts 23 million a year. The tower would include an amphitheater, restaurants, and observation decks, plus 2 thrill rides, and a sort of flying theater that will give viewers the impression of soaring over and through Miami. From the tallest observation platform, viewers would be able to see Key Largo and Boca Raton just by turning their heads. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.